I mean, this is great. The website Stroud is open, showing whether they will continue to operate during lockdown and how they will do. Lots of businesses featured on here. Andrew Goodacre from the British Retail Consortium says many are trying to do all of this online.
3/4 of independent retailers will have a website. Only 1/4 of them are trading websites where they can, customers can do transactions. But we saw many businesses really readjust their model to click and collect and deliveries, both of which are available to a closed store in this current lockdown.
So how easy is it to do it? So if you're an independent and you kind of think, can I do something here, even if it's just to advertise? What can I do quickly? So let's get some help. Simon Bokes is with me, who owns Edition One, a company in Stroud making online shops, booking systems and websites. Good to speak to you, Simon. Thanks for joining us on The Breakfast Show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to get you on. I mean, there's obviously different varieties. There's a wide spectrum of this. But at its quickest, if you just, you might not be able to sell online, but you just want to get an online presence to tell people what you're up to and where you are to keep yourself on there. How simple is it to get yourself an online presence?
It's very simple, yeah. The process is quick and simple. We do everything for you. We look after the whole process. So it's not like going out to one of these suppliers to set it up yourself. You talk to us, we look after the domain, we host it for you, and we look after all the marketing side of it and branding. So if you need a commerce site, then yep, we can set that up for you. If you just want a basic static site selling services, again, we can do that. Either way, we can move forward on both of those and allow you to sell your products.
Interesting, because you're in Stroud and the Stroud Online thing is huge at the moment, which is great. Stroud is open and online. If you want to take it a bit further than Simon, say, you know, you're an independent trader, you think, I'm going to have to shut the doors now. That's it. We're going to have to shut up for 4 weeks. I realise it's you need a bit more time, but let's just say we were in a lockdown for 3 months and we were starting it. How long would it take to be able to buy and sell online and get something set up in that way?
I suppose it depends on the market you're in, really. But generally, you know, a week or two, we can get you up online so people can find you in Google. Yeah. That's the main part of it, really, is people finding you in Google. And that does take a bit longer to get ranked.
You've been steady this year, I know, for customers. But have you had an awful lot now since the pandemic coming to you and saying, right, we'd thought about this, but now we need to go, we need to nail it?
Yeah, I think it's pushed some people into doing exactly that. Some people come in losing their jobs and going out alone, really, and offering their services direct.
Well, we wish you luck, because I know you're busy, but Stroud is open and online is there to log on to. Really good to get your insights, Simon. Thank you. I've got a whole list, thank you for these, right around the county, of the pubs that we talked about yesterday who are doing takeaway and deliveries.